Remarks from the World War I Centennial Commemoration by State Historian Walter Woodward. These remarks were presented at the Yanks Are Coming, Connecticut's Centennial Commemoration of the U.S. Entry into World War I on April 6, 2017 in the Museum of CT History. When World War I began in July 1914, most Kinect icons viewed it as a spectator event, someone else's fight, in a place far away. In his 1915 State of the State speech to the General Assembly, Governor Marcus Holcomb failed to mention the war as something that would affect Connecticut. But affect that state it did, profoundly and almost immediately. From the beginning, the warring European powers flooded Connecticut's arms makers with huge orders. Connecticut became England and France's armory years before it became its ally. In Bridgeport, New Haven, Hartford, and the Brass Valley, munitions factories ramped up production on a massive scale, hiring thousands of new workers, never enough, and pushing them to provide maximum output. The pressure to produce led to labor strife, the 422 strikes affecting 68,000 workers in 1915 and 16 were the most in the state's history, though the arc of increased production was unwavering. Holcomb was quick to conclude that American involvement in a war of this scale was a question of when, not if, and even as the nation prepared to re-elect Woodrow Wilson on a campaign slogan that said he kept us out of the war. Holcomb bent his efforts to preparing Connecticut and Kinect icons for the battles to come. The sinking of the passenger liners Lusitania in May 1915, and the Sussex in 1916, fed Connecticut's anti-German hostility, as did rumors, related to the state's massive defense production, that Germany secretly planned to use the state as a base for Fifth Column saboteurs. Warned by a Holcomb official that the penalty for failure to prepare is national death, Connecticut mobilized well in advance of American entry into the war. In 1915 and 1916, encouraged by state officials, businessmen paid their own expenses to receive military training at a camp in Plattsburgh, New York. Yale alumni funded construction of an on-campus armory. 100,000 spectators lined Hartford streets to watch 17,000 marchers stage a patriotic preparedness parade in June of 1916. Similar marches were held in cities and towns around the state. That same summer, the Connecticut State Guard was the first to answer Woodrow Wilson's call to mobilize troops to stop the cross-border incursion of the Mexican guerrilla Pancho Villa into Arizona. Other states may have voted for isolationism, but Holcomb, without making a single campaign speech, was re-elected in the fall of 1916 on a platform of preparedness. When Germany, in January of 1917, declared their intention to sink all North Atlantic shipping, Holcomb recognized war was imminent, and called on Kinect icons to set aside any and all differences and meet on the common plane of patriotism. Within 2 months, a volunteer group of over 10,000 citizens conducted and completed a statewide census of every Connecticut male over 16 years to determine their capacities and ability to serve in the military in case of a draft. A home guard was created to protect the state's factories and infrastructure from sabotage, and in 3 months 10,000 men ranging from Civil War veterans to high school students, were organized, uniformed and armed. So by the time this day came, 100 years ago today, Connecticut and its people were ready for war. Connecticut troops would be among the first to see action in France, and earn fame, honor, and respect for their battlefield bravery and courage under fire. And they would be supported back home by a populace of men, women, and children committed to sacrifice and service on the home front, in the cause of peace. And sacrifice they did, but that's another story, for another time. As Governor Holcomb would say, the war aroused us from our lethargy, and for 18 months we thought seriously, and acted patriotically, and unitedly. It is that seriousness, and patriotism, that readiness to pay the price of freedom, that we remember, and give thanks for today.